There's a new nature sanctuary in Onondaga County. As WRVO's Alan Abbott reports, the Nature Conservancy has acquired more than 200 acres of undeveloped land along the Seneca River in Baldwinsville.
It's rare to have large and intact floodplain lands close to a metropolitan area, according to Jim Howe of the Central and Western New York chapter of Nature Conservancy. But that's exactly what this stretch of land along the Seneca River is.
Yeah, the total acreage is about 225. But the real beauty of it is the 2 miles of river frontage.
The Timberbanks Golf Club and Marina, which had already created a recreational path among the trees and streams, donated the property to the Nature Conservancy. Their ownership means additional access to the tract, including spur trails to the river, as well as keeping the land pristine.
In most managed forests, a tree that dies is cut down and removed for timber. But in an unmanaged forest or a protected area, a dead tree stays up, and it provides all kinds of habitat for woodpeckers and mammals that use cavities, whether it's a raccoon or a pileated woodpecker. That's a cardinal over there. Song sparrow over here.
And the ecological values of the property are illustrated by bird diversity, which was discovered by the Cornell Lab of Ornithology.
Wood thrush is a very famous bird. It's got this beautiful flute-like call. There were 15 or 16 of those nesting in here, pairs nesting in here, and the blue-gray gnatcatcher, the same numbers. And these are species that are in decline right now in North America.
Also key, the fact the property's a wetland, an issue nearby homeowners can appreciate, considering the 7 Eastern Finger Lakes and Onondaga Lake drain into the river.
They absorb water during storm events and can therefore buffer our communities and save people and property. So having a safety valve for the river to overflow to during high water events, really important.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.